One of the worst traits of the white American worldview during the 19th century was the way it distorted and distended other cultures and people. The elements of historical Orientalism are on display in the fascinating, funny, and also tragic two-person play The Chinese Lady by Lloyd Su, directed by Mina Morita at the Magic Theater in San Francisco through November 3rd. The audience here is part of the play, and it's an audience that exists now and also in the 19th century in a museum. The set is a room, and in front of the room, a curtain.
When the curtain rises, what they see is what we believe to be the first Chinese immigrant, the first woman, Afang Moy.
Loretta Greco, artistic director of The Magic.
She's purchased at the age of 14 by antiquity dealers, and so she is shown as an antiquity.
The play starts as Afang Moy, assisted by her translator Meng, explains to the audience who she is, what her life is like, and the differences between her culture and ours. It's never quite clear when she's speaking English and being translated and when she's speaking Chinese with Meng. It's an ambiguity that the playwright plays with throughout, especially in a very funny and revealing scene featuring President Andrew Jackson and the disconnection created by translation. Afang Moy, in a brilliant performance by Rena Beth Apostle, with minimal changes in makeup and costume, she seems to actually age 20 years before our eyes, is a heartbreaking character, a naive who only wants to let audiences know about her culture and life. She becomes increasingly disillusioned as she realizes she's nothing more than a trained monkey to those around her, a specimen in a gilded cage. Even so, she remains sincere as Meng, in another brilliant performance, this time by Will Dow, goes out of his way to protect and defend her. But the Chinese Lady is more than the moving story of one particular fish out of water. It's also the story of the Chinese in America, from their arrival to seek better lives by building railroads, to the way European Americans treat those immigrants.
There's something about Afang Moy that is so beautiful in her earnest hope that she can come and share her culture as she absorbs and celebrates ours.
And of course, it's a story about both yesterday and today.
Our country is often not very kind to strangers, and I would say that is probably at an all-time high.
The Chinese Lady by Lloyd Su, directed by Mina Morita, plays at the Magic Theater in San Francisco through November 3rd. For more information, you can go to magictheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.